Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan signed legislation Wednesday banning ATVs and dirt bikes from city streets and parks. Unregistered, uninsured dirt bikes and ATVs have increasingly been seen speeding recklessly through city streets. City officials say they've struck buses and injured both bystanders and police officers this spring. Mayor Kathy Sheehan, a second-term Democrat, says the law increases use fines and repossession fees to $3,000 per violation.
The message today is very clear. Do not bring your ATV or dirt bike into the city of Albany. Do not operate it on our city streets. Do not ride it in our city parks. Because you are not only putting our residents, including small children, at risk, but it will cost you $3,000 to get it back. I am a resident of Arbor Hill, and I can tell you that over these last two summers, and particularly this year, the disruption caused by these vehicles is unconscionable. We live in a neighborhood where we expect to be able to sit out on our own porch and hear ourselves talk. What happens often now with these bikes, and oftentimes we see them 100 at a time, going the wrong way up one-way streets, constantly circling around and around and around. It is waking up children, it is disrupting people's lives, it is illegal, and it has no place on our city streets.
Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins says the issue has gone from a nuisance to a danger.
Every single day, I am receiving a complaint from a resident about the destructiveness and what's happening with these vehicles in our streets. It's very dangerous. We have our officers who are out there diligently trying to address this issue. And in the meantime, officers are being injured. We're having uninvolved people who are in danger. The individuals who are riding these illegal ATVs and dirt bikes are in danger.
Third Ward Common Councilor Joyce Love would like to see the dirt bike riders catch a break.
These motorcycles, these ATVs, have no business in the street. But what I like to do is sit down with the 15-member council and figure out where we can find a spot where these kids, young kids, can ride these things at.
Mayor Sheehan has a different take.
I understand that there are people who say you need to provide a place for this to happen. That's not what this is about. These are individuals who engage in this behavior on city streets because that's where they want to ride these bikes. I've had mothers tell me stories in tears about picking their children up from daycare, strapping their child into a car seat, getting behind the wheel of their car, and becoming surrounded by these dirt bikes and feeling as though they can't even move. So, you know, this is a real problem. It is a menace. This is not just people out there having fun. These are people out there creating danger, and it needs to stop.
11th Ward Common Councilor Alfredo Ballarin points out the new law also allows the city to sell or destroy repossessed vehicles unclaimed after 60 days.
The worst part is that many of these individuals are coming from outside the city, and they're bringing their bikes here thinking that they can do it safely or get away with it, not safely, but get away with it. And this policy is going to tell them, stay in your neighborhood. Stay where you are. Don't come to our city. Because if you're going to come to our city, we're going to take it, we're going to break it, and you're going to pay for it.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.